This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis residents will vote in the city's primary election in a week. Along with mayoral candidates and aldermanic races, there's also a ballot issue. Proposition S asks voters whether the city can impose an annual $5,000 fee on short-term loan establishments. As St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports, the goal is not only to better regulate check-cashing stores, payday, and car title lenders in the city, but to push state legislators to do more.
I'm standing on South Kings Highway in front of the Missouri Payday Lender. About a block away, I pass Lend Nation. If Prop S passes, the city would use annual permit fees from these stores to hire a commissioner. That commissioner would make sure new short-term lenders are located at least 500 feet from homes, churches, and schools, and a mile from each other.
The idea is to make sure that we don't need to open up more.
Alderwoman Kara Spencer of the 20th Ward sponsored the legislation for the ballot measure. She says it also would require short-term lenders to post information about what they charge in interest and fees, as well as alternative places where someone could get financial help. But Spencer, who's also the executive director of the Consumers Council of Missouri, knows the city can really only tinker with the industry.
The state of Missouri has some of the most lax, if not the most lax, laws in the country related to predatory lending.
The cap for a two-week loan, for instance, in Iowa, Kansas, and Illinois, is about 15%. In Missouri, it's 75%. And the annual percentage rate, the combination of fees and interest rates, is capped at a whopping 1,950%.
The sad reality is that it's legal.
Galen Gandolfi works at Justine Peterson. The St. Louis-based nonprofit offers small-dollar loans at lower interest rates and can sometimes help refinance those high-interest payday loans. Gandolfi says Justine Peterson and other nonprofits can't meet all the capital needs in low-income neighborhoods, and banks and most credit unions don't offer small loans. So he says he understands how people can wind up looking to payday or car title loans.
In some cases, they have no other options. There's not a friend or family member who can lend them the money, and so they have no other choice. The other predicament is that they're actually not fully understanding what they're getting into, and it's not necessarily their fault.
He says those loan agreements include pages and pages of fine print. So in Missouri, while the average short-term loan is about $300, the average annual percentage rate paid on those loans is 460%. I reached out to the United Payday Lenders of Missouri, a trade organization based in Jefferson City, to get the industry side. They didn't return my calls or emails. Former Democratic State Representative Jeanette Mott-Oxford has some insight, though. She served on the Financial Services Committee in the Missouri State House for several years.
To see how powerful the payday loan industry is, all you have to do is sort of drive up and down the main business drag here in Jefferson City, Missouri Boulevard, and you'll see about 20 payday loan and title companies.
Oxford is now the executive director of Empower Missouri, a group that advocates for issues like a higher minimum wage and for tightening regulation of short-term loans. She says the loan industry contributes a lot of money to legislators' campaign coffers. But Oxford believes things could change if Missourians were more aware.
I mean, when I say to people you can legally charge over 1,900 APR in a year, people are like, what? You know, I mean, people do not know about this. And when they do find out about it, they're pretty incensed.
But for now, at least, the question before St. Louis voters next Tuesday is whether they want to make it just a little tougher for short-term lenders to set up shop. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.